Right now, though, it is time to bring in Ruth Epstein, a correspondent for the Waterbury Republican-American, who covers our area. And, of course, we bring Ruth in on a Monday morning, and we take a look at the stories that she and the Waterbury Republican are covering and stories that might be coming up. Good morning, Ruth, and Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year to you, Marshall. Healthy one, and here we go, start of a new year. Let's see what news comes along.
Well, and it's interesting because today's a holiday, so we're not really starting the new year. There's no town, you know, the transfer station's closed, town halls are closed, you know.
But so, the interesting thing is there's a Region 1 board meeting tonight.
That's right, because, well, you know what? Why not? Got to give us something to do, even if it's an evening.
Okay, so that's, yeah, that was surprising, but everything else is closed down and people are still in the holiday mode until tomorrow. And then we start up again. So we've had a few stories in this week. Not much, very quiet. We do know that in Sharon, they're looking at the community hall for affordable apartments, which is an interesting concept. That building has been the topic of many, many meetings and trying to figure out what to do with it. It's been used as many things and lastly, as a recreational center, but the Housing Trust has come before the selectmen to ask them to consider it, and it will go before many commissions and agencies before it comes for a town vote. So we'll be keeping an eye on that.
I think it's an interesting project because it's so close to the school.
Mm-hmm.
You could have maybe some single parent families move in there, and they're
mm-hmm.
right by the school, and they're within walking distance of the shopping center. It's what affordable housing, what they always look for.
Exactly.
To be close to schools, close to food, and things like that, where you don't need to have a car. I think it's very interesting. I'll have to see how it develops, but I think it's an interesting idea.
Yeah. You know, that was the cry in Falls Village over this housing complex they're trying to put on River Road, and the opponents kept saying, well, you know, it should be closer to town. Well, this is a perfect example of that, as is the one in Lakeville that is currently on hold. These are the places, you're right, where you might not need a car, and you can get to places that you need to get to. So, yeah, we'll be watching that and seeing what happens. Also in Sharon, the selectmen have decided to close town hall on election days. They got a note from town clerk Linda Emmerichie, who's, you know, talked about the need to close down. Her office has to be open on election day, but if other offices are open, she's got people coming in asking for other issues, and so the selectmen did agree from now on, at least on election day, Sharon Town Hall will be closed. They're going to discuss other primaries and referenda times, but for now, that's the way it's going to be. So we had a warm week. We had, it was rather quiet, but warm, so people were out, and here we go now starting a new year.
You know, and the Salisbury Water Sports Association had their ski jump camp on Friday and Saturday.
Right.
Once again this year, 30 kids showed up.
It's amazing. They have such an interest and, you know, certainly unique. There aren't many places that give ski jumping lessons to these little kids, and of course that's always the site of the competitions, and that'll be coming up in February. Good for them. And SWASA, I will say, you know, I deal with Willie Hallahan, who does their publicity, and they're always, if it isn't the jumps, it's the beer fest or the ski and swap, and kudos to them for all they do. And it's all for the youngsters. So all their energy goes towards these programs for youngsters, so good for them. Tomorrow, because Monday is a holiday, which is always confusing, the Canaan Board of Selectmen will be meeting instead of today. They'll be meeting tomorrow, but the Salisbury Board of Selectmen, which usually meets first Monday, will move its meeting to next Monday, the 9th. So Don't try and go to Salisbury Selectman tonight.
And I think the Falls Village meeting is not till the 9th, the Board of Selectmen and the Board of Finance.
Right.
I think that, you know, that that we like to call that affectionately the doubleheader.
Doubleheader, yes. So, and then things are starting to come back again. There's going to be a talk by father and son at the in Cornwall, the Sicardis, on electricity this weekend, which should be very interesting, the Cornwall Library. And other things that are coming up, they'll be all throughout the month. And we're back in action.
You know, you look back at the past year, and really one of the major stories came up late in the year, and that was that big truck accident with the spill of all that gasoline in Norfolk. That's Women's Support Services changing their name for the third time because...
Yeah, isn't that interesting?
Well,
yeah.
they've grown so much over the years that you realize that they really help out everybody from men, women, teens. If there's violence and it concerns family violence, they're there.
Right, yeah. And, it's an interesting name. And we got a shot of the new sign on the door. And it'll take a while to get used to, as any transition does. But, and again, you know, hats off to that group, which has grown from when it began to with one little person almost in a closet trying to deal with women that was women of domestic violence victims to what it's become now. It's amazing if you see the many, many people who work there and their different jobs. It's incredible. I mean, they're going to court with people. They're counseling. They're going into the schools. It really is. It's become quite the thing. And again, their fundraising, of course, the Trade Secrets has just blossomed, really. So, looking back, you're right. There have been many changes, and we'll be following them all.
You know, and the way we're coming out of COVID is another thing. Things are... I mean, they're not perfect by any means, but you know what? We're starting to get back a little to normal, and all the houses are sold.
Yeah, exactly.
They're not all sold.
Talk to the realtors. They're just they no inventory. They're just and just we'll still be looking at the covered bridge in Cornwall. It's going to be a while, I think, before that gets fixed. And I was down there in the State DOT guys were working away, and one fellow said he's never seen it this bad, the damage.
Well, no, all those above Joyce, every one, because the person decided to once they went, they continued to go through, so that all has to be replaced.
Yeah, everything. And he said they have to wait for certain beams there on order certain woods. So,
It's bad because just you got school buses, you got ambulances,
and just the inconvenience. Yeah. I was talking to somebody who goes to Sharon each day, and instead of just going through the bridge, now they have to go, you know, double the mileage. So it's, and I don't imagine the businesses are happy. I'm sure it's affected them.
And it's one of those stories that, you know, people try to come up with ideas. How can you prevent that? You can't.
No.
Because with the location where the bridge is, there's so many things you can't do.
Yeah.
People just have to learn to pay attention. Jeez. I mean.
Yeah, that was the reaction of everybody. How could he have just kept going?
And he stopped. At one point, he stopped, I guess.
Yeah.
And then decided, well, you know what?
I'm halfway through, so I'll keep going.
Yeah. You know, it's one of those things where you just shake your head and you say, "We don't know the person this happened to. We know who it is, but we don't know him."
Mm.
But he probably should lose his license for a year or two just to make him wake up.
I would suspect there will be a hefty fine. I think that in the few other cases that I've heard about, that anybody who's done similar or not even as bad was fined heavily. So I would think this will be the same thing.
Ruth, Well, here we are, starting a brand new year.
Here we are, Marshall. How many years have we been doing this? A long time.
Forever. That's right.
And hopefully we keep on going. We want to inform the community of what's happening. I think it's very important that people are informed so they can make wise decisions when it comes to issues.
Absolutely. All right, Ruth, we'll speak to you next week.
Okay. Happy New Year to everyone.
Same to you. Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with the Republican American Report here on Robin Hood Radio.